If you're going through a dark time in your life right now, I've got a word of encouragement for you.
Welcome to the podcast with your host, Craig T. Owens. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
Jesus was standing right on the edge of one of the darkest moments of his life, and I'm interested in the three things that the Bible tells us that Jesus knew. In John chapter 13, it says that Jesus knew the hour had come. We also read in John chapter 13 that Jesus knew how much power that he had underneath him at that moment. And then in John chapter 18, we read that Jesus knew exactly what was about to unfold. So if I could break that down into three words, Jesus knew the hour, Jesus knew his power, and Jesus knew the procedure that he was going to have to walk through. Now, he could have walked away from it. He knew the power that he had. In fact, he knew that just at the snap of his fingers, he could call in angels that would be legions and legions of angels that would get him out of the situation that he was in. And yet, Jesus submitted to his Father's plan. Why did he submit? Well, Hebrews chapter 12 tells us that Jesus submitted to all of this because he knew the joy that would be his on the other side. He knew that all that he was doing was fulfilling Scripture. And so first we see the picture in John chapter 13 of Jesus using all of this power that he has to serve his disciples. He gets down on his hands and knees, dresses as a servant, and he washes his feet. In John chapter 18, we see Jesus facing this crowd of soldiers, these guards that have come to arrest him, and Peter, in his zeal to try to protect Jesus, starts swinging around a sword, trying to save Jesus. And Jesus tells him, put the sword away, because if you do it this way, how is my Father's plan going to be fulfilled? I love the picture that we see of Jesus's power. When those temple guards and that mob comes to arrest him, Jesus steps forward and says, who is it that you're looking for? And they said, we're looking for Jesus. And he speaks just three words. I am he. And all of those folks crumbled to the ground in fear. Jesus said, I am he. And since I'm the one that you're looking for, let the rest of these guys go. Now, Jesus said that the reason why that those guys were going to be let go is that it would fulfill the promise that his Father gave him, that not one of those followers would be lost, that Jesus would be able to protect all of them. In fact, that was even the source of his prayer in John chapter 17. Father, I know you've given me these guys, and I want to take care of them. So listen, can God deliver you from the hour that you're facing? He sure can. Jesus prayed, though. He said, Father, even in this dark hour, it's not what I will, but what you will. That's what I want done. Jesus said, I want all of the Scripture to be fulfilled. God can deliver you from the trial, the dark time that you're going through. But if he wants you to learn something, if he wants to accomplish something greater, he can also deliver you through that trial. Remember who walks with you. Jesus, the one who said, I am he, the one who has all the power. Now, you and I might not know that the hour of our trial is coming, but Jesus knows. Jesus knows how much power he has to be able to use on our behalf, and he certainly knows the procedure as well for you, your life, and my life, what we're going to go through, and what is going to bring his Father glory, and what's going to benefit you and I on the other side. So if we can take the words of David from Psalm 23, even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear any evil because the one who says, I am he, walks with us. The one who has all the power can walk us through that hour, get us through the procedure to the other side that's going to bring the Father glory. So friend, I don't know where you are right now in your dark time, but don't try to take matters into your own hand. Don't be like Peter who pulls out the sword and says, I'm going to just cut my way through this. Don't be like those other disciples that ran away from that time. But trust the one who has all the power and the one who's going to walk through you in your darkest hour because he's the one who has the best in mind for you. He wants to see you grow and benefit, and he wants to see his Father glorified. So trust him with the hour, the power, and the procedure.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.